The Organic Federation of Canada is pleased to present the Organic Science Conversations, a series of podcasts presenting the researchers of the Organic Science Cluster 3, a five-year project of 27 research activities in organic agriculture in Canada.
Bonjour, I am Nicole Boudreau. I am pleased to meet today with Dr. Moussa Diarra, who leads a research activity that addresses an important health issue for all of us and for the poultry, the necessary reduction of the use of antibiotics in poultry production. Bonjour, Moussa.
Hello, bonjour, Nicole, and thanks for having me today.
Moussa, we all know that cooking chicken has become quite a safety challenge. We need to wear gloves and clean all surfaces in contact with the raw meat to prevent contamination with resistant bacteria. Under the research activity that you are leading under the Organic Science Cluster 3 project, you are testing a diet solution. What is your approach?
Yeah, that's true, Nicole. Everybody knows that poultry or chicken meat or eggs can be a source of contamination from bacteria. That's why you are taking all those precautions to make sure your food is well cooked and you do your proper cleaning. The reason is that animals in general, or specifically poultry, can be colonized by a wide variety of bacteria that can make us sick. To limit the colonization of poultry, including organic one, that would be my key research priority, by such pathogenic bacteria that include Salmonella campylobacter, avian pathogenic E. coli, Clostridium perfringens, while maintaining bird health, productivity, efficiencies, and consumer satisfaction, we need to develop effective alternative approach for poultry for sure. In this context, we believe that plant-derived bioactive compounds could provide solution to control these pathogenic bacteria in poultry, in my case. During our Organic Cluster 2 project, we show that pomaces from cranberry and blueberry and their ethanolic extract can control pathogenic bacteria, their growth, can inhibit them. And when we include them in feed for chicken, we saw that those products can modulate gut microbiota. They can also modulate the chicken response in their blood. For example, we can show some improvement of blood metabolite profile. So in light of those findings, we decided to develop the ongoing Organic Science Cluster 3 project to expand upon and continue our effort to optimize the use of berry pomace for organic poultry chicken.
But it mainly influences the gut health of the chickens. Why is gut health so important, Moussa?
Oh, for sure, gut health is very important. As a research scientist at the Guelph Research and Development Center since July 2014, I am working on antimicrobial resistance, bacteria pathogenesis, the interaction between pathogen and their host, as well as on the discovery and development of novel alternative to antibiotics for livestock and poultry. Since gut health is very important in all animal production, there is an increased interest to develop alternative gut health solutions. Healthy gut promote poultry growth performance, welfare. Gut health are associate with health and play important role in digestion and the entire health of animal, even for immunology, immune response as well. When we talk about gut health, we think to gut microbiota. Gut microbiota provides vitamin, especially vitamin K and B and other metabolites. They prevent gut colonization by pathogen, by competitive competing for attachment site and essential nutrient and regulate intestinal mobility and immunity. They antagonize with other bacteria through production of some substances that can inhibit or kill other bacteria, no endogenous one. They also stimulate the development of certain tissue. That's why gut health is very important, and more people are now working on how we can improve the gut health by modulating bacteria into the gut.
So you are helping that by feeding berries to poultry. Are there berries that are more efficient? And you spoke a little about the components. Can you talk about the components in the berries that are responsible for this effect on the gut health?
So there are several things in berry byproduct that could be beneficial for poultry and livestock, if I can talk so. But you see, due to the poultry and public health and also food safety and even environmental health concerns, it's very important to know how feeding practice can change gut microbiota in poultry. So our developed white blueberry show really potential in terms of composition. I talked previously, they could be beneficial to poultry. For example, we show that wild blueberry pomaces in diet enriches microbes such as lactobacillus and bifidobacteria that are known to be beneficial bacteria into the gut. In the meantime, it also decreases the population size of bacteria that could be potentially dangerous. I'm talking about E. coli, pathogenic E. coli, Clostridium perfringens, Helicobacter, or an Enterococci, for example. When we also expose Salmonella, various serovar of Salmonella from isolated from poultry, we expose them to berry product. We found a substantial inhibition of growth of both bacteria. But the most important thing, that was independently to the profile of resistance to antibiotic or not. We also found that Salmonella enterites, which is the most common serovar from poultry and picated on human Salmonella in Canada, respond to it exposed to dairy compound by changing his metabolite for uptaking some essential nutrients. And we realized quickly that those changes Salmonella is trying to do is that were detrimental to their growth and survival. So that was really important finding we saw. And that was due to phenolic compound found in those berries.
So I'm sure that berry producers will certainly appreciate the impact of berries on poultry health. So, but how are you proceeding? What was your work plan to reveal all the benefits of berries on poultry health?
Before I respond, but I just want to point out that if you are working on any project that involves animals, all those research protocols have to be approved first by an independent animal care committee. In our case, we deal with farmers and we deal also with the research center in Deschambault. Those two institutions have a research protocol review committee in terms of animal use. So you need to satisfy all the requirements before they approve your protocol to be run. So during the ongoing project, we apply and obtain two experimental study certificates from Health Canada to work with Quesad using a barn that can accommodate about 30,000 birds. So we will raise birds from 0 to 36 days by this time. And then we've been working with our various industry partners that provide us raw pomaces. When we receive those raw products, we process them and we apply the in vivo extraction method, and then we test in the laboratory those extract again our different bacteria. So typically the plan is, in order to go in poultry, you need to make sure that your product has some in vivo efficiency. So that's why we look at the effect of bacteria growth, the gene expression, the cell adhesion, the adhesion of bacteria to cells, etc., etc. So many things we did, and also we have to know exactly what is in those products, so we know their composition as well. So when we have all that, that's where you can decide, okay, I will go in poultry using bad dose compared to bad dose, etc., etc. So saying that, there are very few studies using various products as feed supplement in broiler, for example. And then those strict conditions of preferred and the farmers, we investigated the effect of feed supplement supplementation with organic primary pomaces and wild blueberry pomaces, as well as the extract in diet from 0 to 30 days. Our results show clearly that those extract in feed increase the body weight during the first 10 days. And then they also improve the overall feed efficiencies compared to the control. The control, for example, the feed efficiency was 1.5, and with our product, we got 1.4. That really is a substantial increase. We found that the lower prevalence of necrotic enteritis, that's an enteric disease caused by Clostridium perfringens, that's really an important economical disease for poultry production. We found that primary and blueberry pomace in feed have both birds, all their feed with both products present a lower prevalence of necrotic enteritis compared to the control. For example, in control, we found 43% of birds show necrotic enteritis. In quaternary or blueberry, we found 25% only. So that's a kind of decrease of about 50% decrease of prevalence. That was very good. Another thing we found is we confirmed that both products increase some important bacteria that are known to influence gut health, that include lactobacillus, acidobacteria, and also decrease pathogenic bacteria load, such as E. coli, for example.
It is quite an experience, but when you add berries to the feed, do the birds like this? Does it make the feed less palatable? How do the birds react to this addition of berries to their feed?
Yeah, I mentioned before that both products in the feed, they increase the body weight, right? Body weight is linked to feed consumption. If you don't eat, you will not grow. You eat a lot, you will grow. But what we want is to have a little feed intake, but a bigger growth. So body weight is linked to feed consumption, what we call feed intake. And in general, feed intake can be an indicator of toxicology or toxicity of a specific compound of feed. For example, if you have something that chicken doesn't like, they will not eat it. So with the use of our dairy product in feed, we could not see any significant detrimental effect on growth parameter that I indicate previously, that has such as body weight and feed intake and also feed efficiency from 0 to 35 days.
So you work with broilers or layers in your experiments?
Yeah, I'm working with broiler for now, organic broiler production. I'm working on that. But since we know that contaminated eggs have been implicated has been identified as source of salmonella in Canada and worldwide. That's one thing. And knowing that also berry in our review study show an important effect against salmonella, and knowing also that E. coli, we call avian pathogenic E. coli, are a major source of coli-bacillosis. Coli-bacillosis is an important disease also for layer. And we saw effect against that bacteria as well. So all those previews or all those results indicate some potential to be used also in a layer, at least to control those pathogens. I'm talking about Salmonella and avian pathogenic E. coli as well.
So, Musa, what would be the ideal outcome of your research? Have chickens fed cranberries byproducts on a daily basis?
If you look at the conventional production, broiler production, the antibiotics are mixed with feed, and they are fed daily from day zero until the end. Some antibiotics have a withdrawal period, but some doesn't have. So in our case, we saw significant effect in early day of growth. So the first 10 days, we saw significant effect. And we didn't see any detrimental effect during the remaining growth period. So in our case, we can say we can include those products into the diet during the starter, for example. Let's say from 0 to 14 days, and after we remove it. That could be these are those kind of things we are working on now to make sure what would be the exact time and the exact doses to be used for a better production performances. For sure, we saw in some case we saw similar effect on growth performances and gut health compared to actual traditional antibiotics, but we saw better effect compared to traditional antibiotics on the immune response. Antibiotics are not used to improve immune response, but to control bacteria. But in our compound, we don't have only antimicrobial agent. We have other stuff that can help to promote the immunity as well. That will be the difference between what we have and the traditional antibiotics. So we expect to see adoption of berry byproduct in chicken production to improve or maintain their health, at least during the period where they are the most susceptible to infection.
Maybe we can think that it would add to the cost of feed, but if you remove antibiotic from feed and replace antibiotics with cranberry, I suppose that there would not be any additional cost for the producers?
This is an excellent question we've been always asked for, but honestly, I don't have any clear answer to that, because when we start this project, and actually also, those promise doesn't have value. They provide industry give us for free, and we process ourselves. So, of course, if it is very significant or we start to use it, it will be a cost associated to that. So that needs to be evaluated by experts in economy or something like that. My role is provide scientific evidence, but it can be useful. The economists and the marketing people, they can come up with a cost. That's not my expertise at all.
So, Musa, there is a proverb stating that food is the best medication. So we certainly wish you success with your experiment, and we look forward to the results of your activity that you will be ending in 2021, I believe.
Yeah, thank you, Nicole, and have a wonderful day. We expect to have a productive project, and we hope to be able to work with a partner, and we are here to help them.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Moussa.
Thank you.